Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, May 9th, 2014. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with $91.6 million. It was followed by The Other Woman with $14.4 million. Heaven is for Real with $8.6 million. Captain America the Winter Soldier at $7.8 million, meaning there's two Marvel movies in the top five right now. And Rio 2 rounded out the top five with $7.7 million. New this week, Neighbors, the oft-delayed Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Revenge, Chef, Palo Alto, and more in limited release. In the news, Disney is now saying they have at least three spin-off Star Wars movies planned, so that bumps it up to six movies in the works, so says Bob Iger. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, got renewed for a fifth season on the Hub Television Network. The Flintstones may be rebooted as a movie, from Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. This is after the non-started Seth MacFarlane animated reboot, which I still wish I could have seen. Adult Swim has a new pilot with Jack McBrayer, Kenneth LePage, and Triumph the Insult comic Dog, basically doing Lassie. Sounds good to me. Adult Swim also has Mike Tyson Mysteries, a new cartoon that looks kind of like an old Hanna-Barbera show, Mr. T meets Scooby-Doo, and there's an action figure from Biff Bang Pow, and we're selling it. ABC picked up Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a second season, plus a new spin-off, Marvel's Agent Carter. On sale at Entertainment Earth. May the 9th be with you! Star Wars statues and busts are on sale 20% off. They're in stock, they're on sale. Get Grand Admiral Thrawn, the Macquarie Stormtrooper, R2-D2 statue, Minoc Hunt Han Solo, General Veers, Droopy McCool, Cy Snoodles, and many more. The sale ends soon, so I would recommend ordering your Star Wars mini busts and statues before the 12th be with you. Maybe sooner. I'm not saying. In toy news, Hasbro's toy rival Mattel got the Star Wars license, finally, for Hot Wheels. New cars and trucks, well, presumably trucks, but definitely tracks, are due in September, just in time for my birthday, so please send me some of those. I can't wait, I'm excited. Zika Toys posted a new wave of $6 Million Man Kenner-style action figures, Oscar Goldman, Barney Hiller, two versions of Rudy Wells, and evil robot Mr. X are all on deck. The set of five is a mere $60, which is totally worth it. One of the Rudy Wells figures is actually Alan Oppenheimer, voice of the original Skeletor, and Falcor from Neverending Story, so that's pretty cool. You can order those $6 Million Man figures and so much more at entertainmentearth.com today, and you should because it's a good thing to do so my coworkers and I can continue to work. Everybody wins. You get a toy, I get a paycheck. Success! Thanks for listening. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus and elsewhere. I will be off on assignment next week, so I will not be here with you because I'll be hearing about lots of exciting new things that I am contractually obligated to not tell you. Sorry about that, but I'll be really excited, and that's the important part. Anyway, see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. If you like the show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, tell someone you don't like.